prayer for you this morning. Say amen. Amen. You ain't been there for him, but he's been there for you. That's truth. That's the truth. You've not been all you should be, but he's been all he should be and is and always will be. We're going to be a little different, a lot different than last Sunday morning. I mean, I know people, you don't want the same thing to eat every week. I guess you do, maybe sometimes, but need to mix it up a little bit. So I'm going to do something this morning that is not a Sunday morning sermon. This is an actual Bible lesson and a Bible truth. And some of you are going to really disagree with what I'm getting ready to say to start with. But if you'll listen, I'll show you that I'm telling you right. Turn to John chapter 19, the book of John chapter 19. Now the reason you're going to disagree with this, some of you, is because we live in the Bible Belt and we've heard certain things all our lives. And I want to bring a little truth to you this morning that might help you. John chapter 19. And we're gonna start this morning by reading this verse, and I'm gonna refer you to a bunch of others. All right, John chapter 19, and I want to before we read our scripture this morning, we always do something for our veterans on Veterans Day, and this is Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day weekend, we honor those that have in our military that have gone on, and we did that in the bulletin. I hope you got that special piece we put in there to honor all those in the service. Some said there's one church got there, and they had all the men that had been World War One and World War Two, and had their pictures on the wall. And a little boy walked up to the preacher, and he said, "Who's that, preacher?" He said, "Son, those are all of our members that have died in the service." He said, "In the morning service or the evening service?" And but that's about true in a lot of churches. There are a lot of churches where they don't think they're dead while they live. They look like they are anyway. I've been in churches, and honestly, some of them old women look at you like they're in a coma. But they're meanest people you ever met in your life, Christians. And so, but we do want to honor our service, those that have served in the service military this morning. So if you would please, I know a lot of them are not here, but if you would please stand, husbands, wives, everyone that served in our military, would you stand please just for a moment, and we want to give you special honor. Let's give them a big hand this morning. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. We still believe in our country, and we still believe in America is the best place in the world to live. Even though there's an attempt by part of our government to try to convince us to lower America down and put all the countries on the same level. That's socialism. And that's wrong. We have a different country. America was founded upon different ideals than these other countries are. And America's way backslid. I mean, we ain't what we ought to be. But I'd sure rather live here than anywhere in this world. Amen? And God's been good to us here in America, so let's thank God for our country. And don't sell out. Old Ralph Sexton Sr. told them people in Asheville, I remember 30 years ago hearing him say, "People, don't sell your land. Don't sell your land." He said, "These people coming in from other places, buying up our land. And look at Asheville now." He was right. All right, John chapter 19 this morning. And I want to look at a verse of Scripture, bring you a Bible truth. You're going to be surprised at what I'm getting ready to say, but listen to me. Verse 11. Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." Now we're talking about Judas. I want to preach this morning on the subject, some sins are worse than other sins. Some sins are worse than other sins. Now I've heard all my life, ever since I've been saved, people try to tell me, sin's sin. One sin, same thing. Sin's sin. You've heard people say that? And that makes a little bit of sense. And we do know why they say that. But this morning, we're going to look at what the Bible says. I've heard people say, you know this? Well, it ain't no different than what so-and-so did. Well, it is, too. I've heard people say, well, I might have done this, but look what they've done. And we're always pointing at somebody else to look, make our sin make a little better, and their sin look a little worse. And that's human nature for us to do that. We all do it. I do it. Everybody does. Now, I've heard people say that we use this as an excuse to sin. Now, don't get me wrong. I said some sins are worse than other sins. I did not say that there's such a thing as a little sin and a big sin. All sin are big sin. Got it? That's like saying there's little elephants and big elephants. All elephants are big. Even baby ones. A baby elephant is big. People say, well, I just told a little lie. There's no such thing as a little lie. All lies are lies. People say, well, I just stole a quarter. It wasn't $100. It wasn't as bad, but it's still a sin. Got that? Now listen to me this morning. I want to take a little time this morning and explain it to you. Why we know, according to the Scripture, that some sins are worse than others. Number one, we know that some sins are worse than others because of the extent to which it defies the law of God. Some sins defy the law of God worse than other sins. Now, do you understand that? There's no such thing as a little sin. People say, well, it's just a little sin. My goodness, preacher. No. There are no little sins. Let me illustrate it like this. I'm going down the road, and the speed limit says 70. Okay? I'm going 78. I'm breaking the law. Right? Technically, I'm breaking the law. Now, we do that and say, nah, they won't get you unless you're doing 9 miles. You know, we all do that. But technically, by the law, we are breaking the law. We're going 78 and a 70. People ought to be ashamed of yourself to do that. I do 88%. I'm just kidding. I'm not. That was not me that passed you this morning. No kidding. When you're 78 and 70, we're breaking the law. Now, if you do 125 in a 70, you are still breaking the law. But now you go in that courtroom. When you go to court, if you take and tell that judge, tell him, well, sin's sin. Speeding, Judge. You're doing 125 miles an hour, man, in a 70. Well, speeding, it's no different than doing 78. Try to tell him that and see if he believes it. No judge, you know what? Them judges, they think biblical. They're not always Christian, but our laws are based on Bible, and they think biblical. Lawyers think biblical. A lawyer's got a mind that thinks you ain't going to pull that junk on them. You know what people hate? They hate when somebody comes in the court and tries to con them. There's nothing makes a judge madder than somebody trying to... You don't con them guys. You say, look, I was doing 125. Have mercy on me. Put me in prison. And it might go easy with it. They will put you in jail for doing 125. You say, well, I was only doing 85. And I wasn't doing as bad. You might not have been doing as bad as him, but you're 85. Is going to get you in 85 trouble, and 78 will get you in 78 trouble. You can pay a fine, but the 125 will get you in big trouble. You'll lose your license. You might pay to spend time in jail. You know why? Because our court system recognizes that one sin's greater than other sin. Jesus himself told them disciples, he said, look, you guys that's crucifying me, you're sinning. But the man that betrayed me and delivered me unto you, he has the greater sin. Now you better get this through your head this morning and let it be a part of your life and a part of your philosophy, because if you don't, you will begin to justify your sins on the basis of you didn't do as bad as somebody
Jesus this morning. You know, like the man says, I said, "What are you drinking?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you the truth." He said, "I just might as well be honest with you." He said, "I do drink occasionally, but I can handle it." He said, "I drink every now and then." He said, "But I don't get drunk. I get just a little tipsy a little bit so I can sleep. I drink a little bit every night just so I can sleep." But I ain't like some of these people. I go out here and just get plumb drunk every night and pass out. You know, the next guy pops up and he said, "Well, I'll just be honest with you." He said, I do once in a while. I mean, it's Christmas or it's somebody's birthday or it's like 4th of July. And I do. I mess up and get drunk once in a while. I get drunk and I pass out. But I ain't like some of these people who get drunk every weekend and then miss work on Monday. And tell you, I'm at work every Monday. I might get drunk every weekend, preacher, but I'll tell you, I'm at work on Monday. You talk to the next guy. He said, "I'll be honest with you, preacher." He said, "I tell you, I got a drinking problem. I just admit it." He said, "I get drunk about every weekend, and once in a while, I cannot get up on Monday morning, but I go in about lunchtime. I ain't like some of these people that lay out all day on Monday." Next fellow said, "I tell you, preacher, I get drunk every weekend, and sometimes," he said, "sometimes I don't, but Tuesday morning, I'm right there on the job. I ain't like some of these people that won't work." Ain't that the way we do? Ain't that the way you do? Yes, you do. And don't sit there and say, "I do the same thing." You're always trying to say, "Well, I'm all right because I'm not as bad as so-and-so. I didn't do what they did." And that guy said, "Well, I ain't like some of these people." He said, "Well, I tell you what, tell you the truth, preacher, I'm just drunk. I'm a drunk, I admit it. I admit it, but I ain't like some of these people that puke all over the car seats and do it like that, you know. I can at least hold it till I get home." And you finally get to the bottom of the barrel, and this guy said, "I ain't nothing but an old sot drunk, and I get drunk every week and throw up, but I ain't never rolled over in it but twice." Now you see, that's human nature. Human nature is we want to find somebody worse than us to make ourselves look better, and that ain't the way God deals with us. Some sins are worse because the extent to which they defy the laws of God. Amen. I mean, let's just tell about it. Let's just imagine this. Let's say, which is worse, going 10 miles over the speed limit and getting a speeding ticket, or them two girls that were lesbians when they were 16 and 17 and got filled with demons and beat their grandmother to death with a hammer and burned her house down on top of her? Which one? I thought you said sin is a sin. No, it's not. Sin ain't a sin. I mean, sin's a sin, but a sin is a sin. Don't take that on the tape. They'll edit that out and put that on YouTube before the week's out. I'm going to tell you something, brother. Listen, all some sins are worse than others because to the extent it defies the laws of God. Here's where that comes from. Jesus told this. He said one time in Matthew chapter 5, he said, "If a man looketh upon a woman and lusts after her in his heart, that he's committed adultery in his heart," right? We all know that. Heard that preached for years and years and years. I've actually heard people get up and say, and take Jesus' word, saying, "Well, if you're going to think it, you might as well." No, you might as well not. Don't look down. I'll tell you when it's time for us to pray. I've actually had people tell me that. They said, "Well, if you think it, you might as well do it." Ask any wife in here. Would your husband, would you rather think it? Or just, "Well, if you don't think it, you might as well." Oh, you're crazy. You said that Jesus said he's committed adultery in his heart and not with his body. Are you crazy? Yes, it's worse. Is it worse for me to say, which is worse for me to say, "God, I can't stand Ray. I wish he's dead." That's bad, ain't it? Or get a gun and shoot him. You say, "Well, if you think it, you might as well do it." You need a psychiatrist, brother. I'm just saying, yeah. And you'd be surprised at the Christian people that say that. You've heard that all your life. That ain't true, people. That ain't true. There are some sins worse than others. Lots of sins worse than others. You know it if you'll just use your brain. Christians are some of the dumbest people in the world because they will not let the Bible if he looks and lusts, he might as well. He said he committed adultery in his heart. You know, it wasn't wrong, but it's a whole lot worse than your body and your heart than just your heart. Kirby said, "Well, I just want that other man instead of my husband, so I might as well just do it." No, you might as well not. You better just pray and stay away from it till God gets it out of your heart. Number two. I said some sins are greater than other sins because of the extent to which they defy the law of God. Number two, some sins are greater than others because of the effect they have on the individual committing them. You can commit some sins and it don't really hurt you. You can commit other sins that can really do you some damage physically. Amen? Is it worth to think about getting drunk or get drunk? I mean, it's sin. Think about it. Have you ever just thought, man, I'm just going to go get drunk? I mean, that ain't right. You ain't supposed to think like that. But it don't kill your brain cells. And it don't make you wreck your car. Thinking about it don't make you get in a fight with somebody. Thinking about it don't make you go to the bank and taking your clothes off and acting stupid and getting in trouble. Oh, my God. Just think. You know it's to the extent to what it does to the person committing it. Some sins you can commit with sin against your body. And brother, that's what Jesus said. He that delivered me to you hath the greater sin. The Bible said in Matthew 23 and verse 14, Matthew 27:64. You know what it said? It said this. He said them Pharisees, you know what he said about them Pharisees? You listen, this is the words of Jesus Christ. He said they have greater damnation. Greater damnation. People say, are there degrees in hell? Yes, there are. Jesus said them people would have greater damnation. There's damnation, there's worse damnation, there's lower, worse damnation, greater damnation. I don't understand how that works. There's not three different hells, but there's different degrees of punishment in hell. Just like there's only one heaven, but there's different degrees of rewards in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll have an effect on the person committing it. You know, I believe with all my heart, you sin against your body will pay you back. That's it. The Lord said, he that committeth the sin of fornication sinneth against his body. Are you teenagers listening to me? You know what I think? I don't know this for a fact. I'm not God. I'm not saying God judging this person. I'm not. But I'm saying this. There's been a lot of Christians, brother. There's been a lot of people went out and put that bottle up to their lips and sort of kept drinking and kept drinking and kept drinking. And one time when they was drinking, a little bitty something got in their liver. Cirrhosis of the liver. Now, if it just sit around and thought something bad, it ain't going to give you cirrhosis of the liver. Some sins are worse than others because of the effect they have on the person committing it. There's not a doubt in my mind that a woman or a man who is sexually promiscuous, I hate to stop supplying because we got young people in here. You're sleeping around with different people and you know that's how cancer gets in your body many times. I'm not the judge. I'm not saying don't you dare say I'm judging anybody. I'm saying that Bible said your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and if you defy it, God destroy it. Girls, God made your body for one man. And men, God made your body for your husband or your wife. That's the only safe sex there is. You go out here, your body's not made to be with 10 different people. It's not made. It'll come back on you. It'll come back to get you. It'll haunt you. There'll be something down the road. It might be 5 years. It might be 10 years. But the old book said, be sure, be sure. Be sure your sin will find you out. This ain't pleasant and this ain't easy. I was up at 3 and 11, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock this morning. This burning, I wouldn't even preach this. But God said, this is what I want you to say. You say, well, I've had some bad thoughts, preacher. Homosexual thoughts. You can't get AIDS thinking it. So it's just as bad for thinking it. Might as well. You don't get AIDS by thinking it. Some sins are worse. If you're thinking it, the best thing for you to do is pray till God gets it out of you. Because you ain't born like that, and it ain't natural. You ain't born like that. You might be born sissy, but you are not born homosexual. Don't you watch so many TV shows and documentaries and Katie and Phil and all, so they convince you, he was that way when he was a little kid. He might have been sissy when he was little, but he's not homosexual. That's a truth. That's enough. Now you say amen like that, people. You know I'm telling you the truth. You say, but if I was born this way, it's all right. Even if you was born that way, it's still wrong. I was born a liar. That don't make it right. You was too. Bible said we're born with sin in our heart. That don't make it right. We're born selfish. That don't make it right, does it? I'm telling you, we're living in a generation that says, well, if I'm this way, this is just me. This is just me. Well, you better do something about you. Real quick. There's some sins worse than others. Would you rather your kid come in and say, Daddy, I thought about burning the house down because I was mad at Mama. Or burn the house down. Well, if you think it, you might as well do it. How retarded some Christian people are. Number three, I'm done. Number one, some sins are worse because to the extent which they defy the law of God. Listen. Number two, some sins are worse because of the effect they have on the individual committing that sin. Number three, listen carefully. Some sins are worse than others because of the effect it has on other people. On other people. You can hurt a lot of people. Amen. Say a man. Say a man goes down here. Glad y'all's listening, about five of you. You're right with me. He goes down here and he gets in a card game. And he loses $10. And he steals $10 over here and pays that man $10 he owes him. That's a sin. He has no business gambling and he stole $10. That's sin. Let's say that same man goes out here. He's drinking. He's gambling. They get into a big fuss. They get into a big argument. Words start flying back and forth. Tempers flare. Cursing. Screaming. Hollering. Then he grabs a gun. Next thing you know, bah, he kills another man. How many times have we seen this? We see it on TV all the time. That Jody Arias case, that Casey Anthony case. Listen, the effect that has on so many people. There them people sit day after day after day in that courtroom bawling while they show the pictures of their dead loved ones. And there's his body stabbed him 29 times, shot him in the head. And they don't have to look at that. Months and months and months. They can't eat. They can't sleep. They've all lost weight. Some of them had to go to counseling. Some of them had to get psychiatrists. Some of them have even nervous breakdowns. It's happened before. My mom, they're sending my boy to prison. Here's the other family. They lost the man. That little girl lost her daddy. He shot him. He shot my daddy. He killed. Don't you tell me they're all sinning the same. He stole that $10. Yes, he can be forgiven, and that's a sin. But he took a man's life. He took a kid's daddy. He took a woman's husband. He took all the... Listen, brother, you can do a lot of damage to a lot of people. You may sit there and say, well, the sin, the sin, all the... No, they're not the same. They have an effect on people. They have an effect on people. And the worse the sin is, the more that it hurts other people. And many people this morning in Burke County, I know some. I know some in Caldwell. I know some in Katara. How many people right now, are grieving themselves to death? I've had men call me bawling their eyes out, saying, Brother Danny, I just found out my wife's with another man. My wife's with another man. What am I going to do? I say, trust God, do the best you can. They go crazy. Some of them shoot themselves. Some of their kids are wondering where mama's at. I mean, some people kill themselves. I know people in Broughton. I know a man right now that's in a special home for people that just a step below Broughton. I'm not trying to be ugly, but he has to live there right now. They said that man was a genius. They said he had
kid will do something wrong in school, and the whole class gets punished for it. Our insurance is high right now in this country because of the sins of certain people. We're going to get it through our head one way or another that God meant what He said, and He said what He meant. Sin's a bad thing to mess around with. You look around and say, well, everybody else will. And everybody else going to have hell paid that one of these days too. I know this time last Sunday morning we was all crying and shouting. I'm telling you, we need to understand this morning. God don't take sin lightly. Don't. I know people shot themselves. When you're going through a tragedy, you're going through a divorce, or your mates run off somebody, something like that, you'll do one of three things. You'll turn to God, you'll turn to drugs, or you'll turn to another person. Everybody does. I've been through it with hundreds of people. You'll turn to God, you'll turn to drugs, or you'll turn to another person. And if you ain't careful, you'll look around and say, everybody else is doing it. Why not me? I know we're not married, but I mean, you know, God, no, He don't either. No, He don't. God understands. No, He don't! He don't understand! You cannot make wrong right. You cannot make wrong right. You cannot make right wrong! Last thing I'm going to say, and I'm done. What do you need to do about sin? What can we do about sin? Have you ever just got down? I have. Have you ever just got down and said, Lord, you know my heart, I don't sin. I do love God. Have you ever just felt helpless and hopeless, like, God, no matter how hard I try, I still sin, and then Brother Danny gets up there and beats me over the head and blesses me out, makes me just want to just... No. That ain't the reason for this. The reason for this is to tell you there's good news. Thank God, the blood of Jesus was cleanse us from all sin. And that's the only peace we're going to have. That's the only relief we're going to have. You can't go back and undo something. You can't go back and rewrite your past. But you can get it under the blood and live for God from here on out. Start today and live for God. Start today. Some of us need to start today. Some of us need to start all over. Every day. I get up every morning. I say, Lord, help me. God, forgive me. God, start all over. Rededicate your life. You say, well, I've tried it and I keep falling. Get up again. Get it to God. Put it behind you. And you know what God will do? He'll help you. He'll help you. If you say, well, nobody's perfect. Sin's a sin, so we're going to shack up. He's going to bust your head. He's going to bust you. I'm telling you right now, you're going to get it. One way or the other, you're going to get it. But if you'll agree with Him, the dumbest thing you can possibly do is disagree with God. I don't care how hard it is, you say, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm the dog. I'm no good. Lord, have mercy on me. Get this under the blood. And that's the only way you can get rid of sin. You know why psychiatrists are popular? Y'all, come on. You know why psychiatrists are popular? Because psychiatrists' job is to try to make you not feel guilty. If you went to a psychiatrist and told him your problems, he would teach you to blame it on your family, or your parents got divorced, or you didn't get what you wanted when you was little, and poor little you, and that made you slap your grandma and steal her Oxycontins and go swallow them out like some idiot. That's what they'd tell you. You know what they tell you? It ain't your fault. You know what you're hearing here this morning? It's your fault. What you've done is your fault. Nobody else's. What am I? Shut up. It's your fault. You want blame? That's blame. What I do wrong? My fault. I can't blame him. He probably had something to do with it. Nah, he didn't. Max, all right. I can't blame him for my sins. He can't blame me for his sins. You know, the first way to get help is say, it's me. You know, the old black people, it's spiritual. It ain't my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It ain't my father or my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. You know what I think? I think everybody in this church ought to be on our face this morning saying, God, my sin's my fault. God, help me. You want to live a long, happy, healthy, blessed life? Get rid of your sin this morning. You say, well, Brother Danny, I can't, you just don't know. I struggle. You're the same boat as everybody else. For you that have a drug problem, and I know there's people in here that do. I know there's people in here that's got an alcohol problem. I don't look at you no worse than I do these women that gossip all the time. Same thing. They're probably worse than you are in their heart. I'm not judging you, but I'm saying get it right and repent. Don't justify it. Don't justify it. Don't say, oh, well, everybody's sinned, so it's, you know, everybody's sinned. Don't have that attitude, because all sins are not the same. Let's stand by our head for prayer. Heavenly Father,